This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, we are live at Aviva Health Vets and Their Pets out here in the Aviva parking lot just north of Costco, a part of the nonprofit campus along Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. We're out here on a beautiful sunny day. It's 83. Oh, no, wait, it's not 83. It's not sunny. It's cold, but we're here and it's not raining, so we're okay with that. Dr. Jay Richards from Aviva Health, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here, Kyle. Thank you.
So talk about how long have you been at Aviva?
So my family and I moved to the area 10 years ago. And so I've been working with, at the time, UCHC, and then we renamed to Aviva Health several years ago. So I've been here for a number of years.
So what's your role with Aviva?
So I'm the chief medical officer and now also the chief of clinical operations. So I'm involved in all of the clinical capacity and operations that we do through the clinic.
So clearly you've got a lot of spare time on your hands.
Oh, yeah.
So why did you become a doctor?
I became a doctor so that I could sort of give back, so that I could help those who are in need, whether it be medically or mentally or, you know, in many other capacities. I think it's a great opportunity and a great profession that keeps me engaged, keeps me working to be creative and helping those that are in need.
Now, out here today, you've got this event, which has been, is this the second year, I guess, in a row, or did it happen before COVID?
No, we were doing it before COVID as well. So,
and people have an opportunity out here to get a lot of different resources, talk to a lot of different groups, and I see also have lunch out here too.
Yeah, we're providing lunch. There's also some nice space warmers that those are utilizing to keep warm. We have Saving Grace. We have opportunities for those to get haircuts, bring their dogs, and have their dogs groomed. So there's a lot of different services available.
Yeah, we've got folks from the VFW out here, from Good Dog Bakery, also from Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, For the Love of Paws, and also the Hair Garage out here, along with Sutherland Pet Grooming, that are providing services out here. Now, Aviva puts an emphasis on doing this every year to kind of honor veterans. Talk about why you guys do all this.
Well, several of us in leadership and here at Aviva are veterans, and so it's a great opportunity for us to honor the many veterans that we have in our community. We appreciate them for their service, and you know, we know the struggles that they've gone through, and it's a way for us to give back to them and show our appreciation for the time they served in their military duties.
And I'm guessing that that applies to you as a veteran as well.
It does. I served for 6 years in the U.S. Army, including 1 year in Afghanistan in 2011.
And how many years were you in the Army altogether?
Altogether six.
Six?
Yeah.
What was it like being in Afghanistan?
It was very different. We were in a combat zone. I was with a unit out of Fort Riley with the 1st Infantry Division. And so we were actively engaged in finding IEDs, searching for drugs and Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and trying to protect the local populace, working with the local government there to try and ensure some stability. So it was, there was a lot of things that we were actively engaged with.
And obviously a need for kind of a high level of security too, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a brigade size element there in our area, which was several thousand soldiers. I was on a small combat outpost near the main highway with about 150 soldiers on my base. And so we would go on operations throughout the area, and flying in Chinook helicopters and doing night vision goggle operations, trying to identify trafficking pathways and IED supplies.
And after a few years of that, you were probably ready for something a little quieter.
Yes. After I got out of the Army, we wanted to move back west, and so My wife and I came and toured the area and really liked Roseburg and Douglas County. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And the clinic I enjoyed, and the staff and many colleagues that I work with. And so it's been a wonderful ride.
And you've seen really a period of great growth since you've been here.
Oh, tremendous growth. Absolutely. When I started, we had about 80 total staff, and now we're over 300. And so it's been a tremendous growth and opportunities that we have to provide care throughout the community.
What's an average day for you like here at Aviva?
So in my role, it varies quite a bit. I could either be seeing patients in clinic. I could be working with one of our many residents, helping them to see patients. I could be in meetings, talking about the growth of the organization and the different operations that we have that we're running. So,
a lot going on out here this afternoon. It goes till 3 o'clock, and if folks want to come out and get what did you see on the menu over there?
I saw hamburgers and hot dogs, chips, and drinks. And more chips.
And more chips. All right. Doctor, thanks for talking to us.
Great. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. And we're going to let you guys switch headsets there. And Ted Romas is going to take the seat next year in just a moment and talk to us, known for a lot of things that he does here in the local area. And looks like you're all set to go. Ted, thanks for being here.
You're welcome, Kyle.
And this is now that we're on the radio, we're also getting photographed here. So,
well, hello.
You have to look good for folks on the radio. Talk about what brings you out here today.
Well, I'm here today representing the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge. We were invited to participate in this event to raise the flag this morning during the opening ceremonies, and we were pleased to do that. We have established a very firm partnership with Aviva Health at the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge. They actually held the first town hall at our lodge a few months ago, and they have clinics, both a medical and a dental clinic in Myrtle Creek. And so we've partnering with them for activities in South County. And, of course, our affiliation with veterans at the Elks Lodge is strong and firm, and we just had a veteran stand down yesterday. And we actually have a motto: so long as there are veterans, the Benevolent Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. So we're very strong on veteran support, and we know that Aviva Health is equally strong by virtue of this event. It's now on its sixth year, I believe.
So you are wearing the hat of a Vietnam vet.
That's true.
Talk about your experience.
I was 17 when I graduated from high school in May of 1963. And in August of 1963, I was in the United States Air Force, where I made a career of that for 22 years.
And where did that take you? You must have gone a lot of places.
I was in a wide variety of places, including some service in Vietnam, but my stateside assignments included locations in North Dakota, Texas, California, Maine, Texas again. Overseas assignments were Belgium, Turkey, Philippines, Vietnam, Panama, Thailand, and maybe a couple others that I forgot.
Wow, that is a lot of traveling. What kind of job or role did you have?
I started in my first term in the Air Force as a security policeman, which is then called Air Police. But I, within a couple of years, I was trained as a sentry dog handler and walked a dog in Vietnam for a year. Transition to the patrol dog program, eventually promoted myself out of eligibility for patrol dog service, and wound up as an Office of Special Investigations investigator for the Air Force, and then an instructor and a few other things in the course of my career until I retired in 1984.
So what did you do after retirement?
I thought I was going to retire, but I was only 37, and I realized that military retirement pay at that time was insufficient for continue without other employment. So I landed in Southern California and wound up doing a 15-year second career with the California Community College system in law enforcement.
Wow. Well, if somebody's listening right now and hasn't come out here, what do you see around here that could benefit them?
Well, I see a great community activity here, compliments and thanks to Aviva Health and their CEO, Casey Bolton, and their entire staff, who strongly supports this event. This is probably I think they just missed 1 year, and that was for COVID, and this is the sixth year they put this event on. And as you can see by looking at the audience, even though it's chilly, it's not 83, Kyle, by the way.
Okay.
It's well attended, and people really appreciate the opportunity to bring their pets and get services provided for their pets, and also for veterans to access veteran services as needed and enjoy some darn good food up there, hamburgers and hot dogs and chips and soda.
So you're saying that I gave fake weather?
I'm saying that you incorrectly reported the weather.
All right, Ted Rumbus, thanks for being on with us. Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Shannon Sebastian will have your cue at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We are live at Aviva Health, the nonprofit campus just north of Costco, along Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. The Aviva Vets and Their Pets event happening until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Ron Harper with us right now, Chief of Staff, right?
Correct. If you're not experienced with the military or government, you may not know what a chief of staff is. Basically, I'm the primary assistant for our CEO and helping with the operations of the organization.
So does that come with, are you a doctor as well?
I am not a doctor. I'm a healthcare administrator.
So how did you get into being a healthcare administrator?
So I joined the Army quite a while ago, and when I became an officer, I got into the Medical Service Corps, which is the medical operations part of the Army healthcare.
And for some people, administration is like, oh my gosh, what do I have to do here? But it sounds like for people who are really good at it, you found a niche where you know you really make a difference.
Absolutely. Everything that happens in healthcare is supported by the teams that do all the logistics, that do all the personnel work, all those other things that come together to make a healthcare environment.
So how long have you been at Aviva?
I've been here a little over 2 years now.
And where were you before that?
Before that, I had a few places. I've been throughout Lane or Douglas County, and before that, 30 years in the Army.
Wow. So what led you to be in the Army?
Part of it was a desire to serve. The other part of it, quite honestly, was a need for college money. I was going to the University of Oregon, ran out of money, and so I raised my hand and signed up, and away I went.
What kind of experience did you have in the military that stands out? I imagine some travel involved?
A little bit. Had several deployments, Haiti, Bosnia, Iraq, and Afghanistan, as well as having the opportunity to serve in Germany for 4 years. All of those were unique and different experiences, and all over the United States as well.
So we're in Germany. Were you in Ramstein?
I was in Würzburg.
Okay.
So down in the Rhine, the main valley. Bavaria, worked at both the hospital there and with the 1st Infantry Division.
And did you get to use the Autobahn?
Absolutely.
What is that like? I have never been over there. I have one of my friends was in the Air Force and did a number of years at Ramstein and talked about what that was like. What was your experience?
Well, contrary to popular belief, there actually is a speed limit on the Autobahn.
But it's a really high one, right?
It's 130 kilometers an hour, which is 80-plus miles per hour. However, there's no penalty other than losing your insurance coverage when you go over that.
Interesting. Well, that's a whole separate sideshow. At Aviva, what's an average day like for you?
And I don't know that there is an average day. A lot of it has to do with going to meetings to coordinate our activities, making sure that we're delivering great health care, as well as meeting with community members, talking with staff, talking with patients, really just pulling together all the strings that come together to make the whole healthcare environment.
All right. Well, you've obviously done a lot of great things here, a lot of people interested in this. And what's your favorite part of your job?
The favorite part of my job is the people that I work with, absolutely. There's a fantastic team here at Aviva, folks that are dedicated, that care about this community, and are here to serve.
All right. Thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We're going to talk to one more person here in just a moment. And, again, this event goes on until 3 o'clock this afternoon at Aviva Health on the nonprofit campus right along Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, just north of Costco. And with us right now is a man that I'll simply identify as Jim. But I bet you have a last name, too.
Yeah, last name is West, W-E-S-S.
And what's your role out here today?
I'm out here with For the Love of Paws Veterinary Clinic, and I'm the director of the clinic, and we've done this for Aviva for a couple of years now.
How did you get into For the Love of Paws?
About 2015, there was a group of us that got together and thought that the community could use a affordable veterinary service, and we got together and did that, and most of us were veterans, and we wanted to do something special for veterans as well. So we designed a nonprofit, and that's what we do. We provide low-cost services to veterans and the community.
What was your background before that?
Background, I'm a retired IT engineer and had a local business here in Roseburg, but it was just the love of animals and knowing how to run a business a little bit that did it. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a veterinarian, but I know the business of doing business.
Now, what are you guys doing out here today?
Today we're doing a vaccine clinic free to veterans, and we're giving the animals an exam, their vaccines, rabies, and advising them if they need some additional care that they should, you know, have a doctor look at them, and we're available to do that.
You know, it's amazing. Animals bring so much into people's lives, but their medical needs oftentimes are very different, and sometimes if you have pets, you don't necessarily know there's something wrong.
That's very true. It's a behavioral change that'll happen. It'll cue the customer off, or something physical, the dog will itch or something. And the thing that's nice is we are an affordable clinic, and people can come in, and we do tests and educate the customer on what might be going on with their pet. We're very concerned about the pet's care more than anything else. I do want to say that we work on a sliding scale income.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do our diagnoses, you know, your income is not an issue. All the medical care is the same no matter what your income is.
And that's an important thing for people to keep in mind, because sometimes some of this can get hard to pay for.
It does.
All right, and where do people find For the Love of Paws?
We're located at 725 Southeast Mosier Avenue, downtown Roseburg.
And what days of the week are you open?
We're open Monday through Thursday.
And what else? Do you have, like, a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page, For the Love of Paws, and we have a website. It's ftlop.org, and that's pretty much it there.
Perfect. Jim, thanks for being out here today.
And thank you for having us.
All right, thanks for talking to us. Wrapping things up here from Aviva Health. Again, the event going on until 3 o'clock this afternoon, so you still got plenty of time to come out. Veterans have got lunch out here available, and a number of different organizations for people to talk to and get more information. So come out here until 3 o'clock this afternoon. The Hair Garage is here, Sutherland Pet Grooming, Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, Good Dog Bakery, and the VFW as well. Thanks to Aviva for having us out this afternoon. Back with more on Inside Douglas County tomorrow. It is 1257 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.